Walter Isaacson, author of the book Einstein, His Life and Universe.
The good news for those of us who are parents is that Einstein was no Einstein when he was a kid. He was slow in learning how to talk, so slow that the maid in the family called him the dopey one. He was also very rebellious. He loved to defy authority. And that caused one headmaster to amuse us by saying this Albert Einstein will never amount to much, and another to kick him out of school, basically. But I think it was the slow verbal learning ability that caused him to think in pictures his whole life. He used to do these visual thought experiments, what you and I would call daydreaming, but if you're Einstein, you get to call them thought experiments, like what it would be like to ride alongside a light beam, or how lightning striking both ends of a fast-moving train would look differently to somebody standing on the platform than to somebody in the train. And it was from these thought experiments it caused him to sort of visualize the way the universe worked and to be able to think creatively about it. Also, that rebelliousness caused him to question every assumption and challenge every premise, something he did when he was a patent clerk in 1905 and ended up upending physics, because he was the one who kept saying, well, how do we know that time marches along the way Newton says, second by second, irrespective of us observing it? Maybe that's not true. So that a willingness to defy convention and that ability to do thought experiments in which he visualized the universe is what made Einstein such a spectacular person, such a great genius, and it even carries through to his personal life, where he's rather unconventional in the way he treats marriages and kids, and in his defiance of authority in politics, where he becomes a pacifist during World War I in Germany and then becomes somebody who believes in arms control after the dropping of the atom bomb. You see a personality and a scientific life all defined by both imagination and rebelliousness.